Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 15th, 1865, the Right Excellent Sarah Ann Gill, Barbadian national hero, died in Bridgetown. Her obituary in the Barbados Times read as follows. Died on the evening of the 15th instant at her residence in James Street, Mrs. Ann Gill, at the advanced age of 84 years. The deceased lady was for a period of 40 or 50 years a member of the Wesleyan body, and afforded for its members and all connected with it an example of true Christian piety. She possessed that combination of Christian virtues which have a tendency to win the admiration of even the enemies of Christianity. From her long experience in religion, her walk and conversation, and above all, her consistency of character, she was aptly qualified to be the spiritual advisor of all, especially the young, who could not but listen with respect, I might truly say admiration, to the meek and lowly disciple of the Blessed Redeemer. Amidst the agony of bodily suffering which so often distracts the mind of the invalid, her prayerful spirit never forsook her. Her memory generally at fault during her debilitated state, respecting temporal affairs, in spiritual matters was unusually attentive. She bore her sufferings with true Christian fortitude, looking to Jesus as the author and finisher of her faith. Henry Hurd, the Methodist superintendent for Barbados, added this comment on Ann Gill's death in his annual report to Synod. Her end corresponded to her course. No doubt, no fear seemed to have a place in her experience. The questions put to her as to her state of mind in the near prospect of death, happy, was her usual and unhesitating response. To one friend she replied, happy, almost over the river. At her particular request, and as a special mark of affection on our part, her remains were deposited behind James Street Chapel, a large attendance testifying by their presence at her funeral, on an exceedingly wet day, the high regard they entertained for her memory. Hurd concluded with a text adapted from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11, which aptly described Ann Gill's legacy. She being dead, yet speaketh.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.